Jackson Glacier Overlook is just a short walk up the Going to the Sun Road from the Gunsight Pass Trailhead Shuttle Stop. For visitors just driving the road, this is the best view of a glacier they will get. The bluish-white ice of Jackson Glacier is about 5.5 miles from this viewpoint. This glacier has changed dramatically over the last 100 years and is much smaller than the one seen by early park visitors. In fact, it is now split into two glaciers, Jackson and Blackfoot, as it has melted over the decades. Although the glaciers in the park today are small compared to their Ice Age counterparts, they do work the same as the larger versions. Glaciers form when more snow falls in the winter than melts in the summer. As snow accumulates over many seasons, ice forms. And the weight of the ice and snow causes the bottom layers to compress and become more flexible and less brittle than the top layers. As the glacier starts to move downhill under its own weight, it becomes a frozen river of ice that slowly flows across the land, eroding and shaping the bedrock into unique landforms. When less snow accumulates and less ice is created, the glacier's forward movement no longer keeps pace with melting, and the glacier melts back and retreats up the mountain. That is what is currently happening to all the glaciers in the park. In 1850, at the end of the Little Ice Age, it is estimated that there were 150 glaciers in the park. By 1968, they numbered only around 50. Today, there are 26 glaciers, many of which are just small remnants of what they once were. For many years, scientists have been studying global climate change, and it is clear that ecosystems like Glacier National Park are undergoing dramatic changes. While the Earth's climate has undergone cooling and warming cycles in the past, if current warming trends continue, scientists predict that the glaciers in Glacier National Park will be completely gone by the year 2030.